fetus.
Wow, look at that. Check it out. Take a picture of that. Can you see it?
Yeah. Whoa, yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting to note how the men's room window, there's a window to the both bathrooms. Okay, first of all, well, like someone can walk, just walking by and say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
But the one for the ladies' room has been painted over on purpose. But they left the one with the men. The men don't care what you see. Okay? See what that thing across the street is, too.
Let's go check it out.
I'm gonna run out of film here. We're gonna have to find a place to
play. Film?
We're running out of film.
You know how they used to call Nintendo games tapes? It's only just film, you know.
Oh, okay.
You're using
is that floppy or is it completely self-contained?
We have to find a flea market that sells smart media.
I'm super
dead. Yeah. No, I need smart media.
Wow.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Pretty good. So you're
a kitty cat? Yep, but I try not to laugh in. I leave the door, but that's why I get the drum. It's kind of like shield back if you will. Sometimes the words sneak in them.
Yeah.
Especially when they smell food like this.
Oh, easy cheese.
Wow. Easy cheese.
Like cheese.
Try to remind people the way that the old country stores might use to look like, but still it's a bit cluttered here now because I'm the only person in.
Proprietor.
I'm a collector, I'm a proprietor, I'm a janitor.
What do you collect?
Well, most of the bottles are in this thing. I have self-made milk bottles, and I have decanters, I have food bottles, I have medicine bottles, cans from the strike like out here, of course, some other things too. I fool around with some of the history, not necessarily local, but trying to be.
We're not interrupting your lunch, are we?
I wouldn't tell you if it were. So I got a break a while ago, I had somewhere to go, so I left, went and got something to eat, went the way I had to go. And
wow.
What time I pulled in, y'all pulled in.
Pop-Tart Crunch. You never heard that, have you? I never heard of Pop-Tart Crunch.
Pop-Tart Crunch.
Never heard of that.
That is... What's going
on? No, they're probably a few years old.
Yeah?
Got the idea of some people coming, I like to box them Frosted Flakes up there.
No, you wouldn't.
They got a crunch, a bunch, and a hard bite.
I started collecting now those kinds of things. I had a box of Adam's Family promotional cereal, and a squirrel actually got into my room. This is in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Actually crawled through the window, clawed his way through the cardboard at the front of the box, and ate the darn cereal.
Wow. Cereal.
Yeah.
It didn't say, thank you, I left it. I went and posted some notes or something.
There was a trail of cereal between the window and the...
Wow. Well, sometimes you find different things. I have a Green Bay Packer football up on the Wheaties box, which is, it says value now. That's not necessarily for sale for last week's breads of this week. This week down here. But some of the things I'm thinking about, for instance, I saw it. The giant food, Cal Ripken, on Cal's Classic or something like that, but I don't know who makes it, but I bought a couple of boxes because I didn't think someone else made it. Limited edition collector's box.
Cal's Classic, wow.
So, I mean, it's not the idea. Balls. I got him in a Coca-Cola bottle, a little Ripken bottle, or something like that out here. But I enjoy it, and of course it makes me feel good when your eyes kind of like tingle when you see, you know, he's interested enough too, so that looked like someone else besides me was interested.
How long have you had this store for?
Long time.
Was it from your family?
My parents came here in 1936.
36.
Originally, this building was built up there as a restaurant. That road that you see coming up that driveway that went all over to here is the Bethany Church to Thornsburg Road. This was right 31 out here at that time. Well, actually, that road was course, that when the road wasn't here, telegraph over was in there. But when they built this road here first, Route 31 was a three-lane road. Three-lane roads, more or less death trap road today.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
be turning off in the middle lane or passing someone, you know, something like that, and whoops, right on top of the hill, you run in the back of someone. So, when they put the fourth lane on this right over here, 31, they put it on the side, call what's called banking of the curve and so forth, ending up about 15, 20 feet, or maybe 30 feet, from the corner of the building, telling my parents, shouldn't move because it's too close to the road. He goes to his lawyer, Thomas Blanton, which later on would be Senator Thomas Blanton from the state of Virginia. He said, no, Arthur, you, they built that road to you. If you want it moved, you tell them to move it, that you're not going to move it unless you really don't want to move it. I'm like, yeah. But he said, told him that. His lawyer said, if y'all want to move it, y'all move it. No, I'm not moving it. So they came down here a couple of weeks later. He said, with cement and stuff like that. So pouring for the driveway and the foundation here, of course, beyond that, it's put 3 foot beyond that. What I'm calling the difference between the floor joists and what you call this hardwood floor on that section right there. But as it was, they moved from up there. Now, get back to originally, which I'll show you a picture of it. A black woman from this area went to the last city in New Jersey and got married there. Her idea was to build it as a restaurant to serve the food over here. But as we all know, about 29 and 30, as we hear about that, we're falling in there. And there was two large chimneys, one in each end, with
Things
upstairs and downstairs. I put you on the back of, I think, 38, 39,
38, October 31st.
What I'm trying to say that was, I don't know that to be a date because it was before then, probably, but I know the building was moved in 38, 39.
Wow.
So, I mean, so this is the original building with the three chimneys and so forth up yonder. So I know it wasn't here.
Yeah.
So I put down, I reckon I should have put it before, 38, 39, 40, whichever one it was. But as it was, my parents came here in 36. Start off with, I'll tell you, the woman who borrowed money, the black woman who borrowed money from the banks here in Fredericksburg. Of course, 2930 seemed tight. She couldn't make payments and so forth. So they had a foreclosure, what you call a commissioner sale, on a piece of property, which was up the hill here, back here, it was 6 acres or something back here at the time. And my mother's father purchased the property from the commissioner sale. His son came up here and ran it for a while. Mom said he always complained because he didn't want to make any money and this and that, and so forth, this and that. So forth. So when 1936 came along, Mom's father got killed. Carolyn and I had that stuff, know what it was. He was running a country store there and a post office in that, up to the lower. Behind it, he had a, what do you call, like Excelsior mill, big pine trees, because of for bedding and for putting in sofa seats and stuff like that, yeah, and packing for keeping the staple out of it. And he went to pick up the black guy that was working for him that morning and got struck by the railroad train coming to the crossroad. I mean, he lived there right on top of it, and it just not like, you didn't hear the train coming, you know? Just like, ah, oh, what happened? They weren't paying attention to it. Being clear, it killed him. So this is January. Mom, Dad, going with each other at that time, decided to get married in June of that year, which is over 6 months later. And agreeable among the brothers and sisters, I think, what it was, because her mother was living there, that they would give Virginia, my mom, this as a, kind of like a wedding gift and setting up some of the estate and something like that too, in her part. So they, Mom and Dad get married, come up here and run the place. Of course, Mom, we made some money, but we've been here all the time, so she's going to talk about Bound to have some money, though. I said, well, you know, I don't want to throw it away, so I reckon I got some money. But with them, Mom said she found out, not necessarily later, but later, that she wondered why her brother wasn't making any money here, because he would visit down the road 3 miles visiting Christine, a woman that he was going with, which he later married. But she said, you know, you can't run the
close
store.
Close up the shop and then go out
there. Wait between closing it up or leaving you guys here to run it. And, you know, something like that. And you come back, like, you know, what I'm trying to say, you didn't know him or something like that. You got right. friends that will run it, and you put a dollar in the pocket and a dollar in the straw. Something like that. Yeah, not that they would do that necessarily. But,
right.
But she said, you know why I didn't make no money, because you wouldn't stand here enough. Yes, sir. If you wanted all the
bubblegum
machines that you'll find.
That's right. I look at that. I'm like, oh, that's a great deal. What's that?
That made the local brand start a paper here. Here lately, too, actually. When they said something was going to do away with the penny. That how about exchange it for a nickel? You know, put a nickel in there, put a little bit of bigger slot so you'll probably get two balls or something like that idea, which is a rotation thing and it drops
sure.
in. Of course, when it rotates, it drops the thing through the simple project, you know. Uh-huh. It might be hard, but it's good. I mean, I bought it and I'll show you. Like,
it's all right.
I just bought it. I mean, you know, sometimes you find it a little hard. And I said, no, I have to get it going.
Get it going. But,
I just bought one this week to put in there some more, so sometimes it takes a year to go through there.
Yeah.
We had old time soda.
Wow, old time.
Yeah, old time, I remember that.
No, that. I don't think they make that anymore. Old time?
I don't think so.
Mike Posada had a huge thing of those.
Old time?
Cans.
He had like hundreds of them when we went to college.
He did?
Yeah. Old time.
Send him to college.
Yeah. I don't know how to call it. Look at that old mellow yellow. It's right. This is awesome.
They call it mellow yellow.
Picayune.
Wow.
Oh my God.
No, it's not for sale. No. I've sold eight of them. I've made a mistake of selling eight of them and just didn't. When I got out here, hell, I'm going to keep a couple of them things for the carton that it came in.
You bet.
That's going to be worth a lot of money.
Well, that much, but
worth something.
But still,
you
that's
see,
before
this
the...
is a stamp. This is a stamp on me. It was a fresh cigarette. 15 years ago.
Wow.
I'm saying that much, you know, because before that they didn't have this stamp that goes on the bottom of it. Just kind of plain. That's just like you find a green pack of Lucky Strikes. That's called the wartime, which was 41 to 45 when they printed them, and the cigarette company sent the cigarettes to the soldiers overseas and so forth like that. And by distinguishing the difference, they just different colored the pack, you know, like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you go to an auction there where someone was in service,
Lucky Green.
And they gave him to him a Lucky Bucky Green, like an idea that he didn't smoke it, so he didn't smoke, and therefore he might have a pack at home that his wife might put away or something like that.
Oh, she light a match.
Oh, yeah.
Sniper bullets.
It'll light your nose before it lights the cigarette.
Wow.
Mellow yellow.
Yeah,
it
is. Look at that old RC can over there.
Wow, that's nice.
RC can, old RC. Yeah. With the Mets.
The full tank.
That's in the 70s.
Wow.
I remember that Mets can.
Look at that old Sprite can, the dye Sprite.
Yeah, that's nice. Wow, True Way. I never saw that. Wow, look at that.
Also have a
non-carbonated. Wow, that's.
I have a can up here called Tab.
Tab. Yeah,
right, I remember Tab.
Tab Coca-Cola.
Wow.
But yet this is not a cola. This is a root beer. I hadn't seen none before.
Tab root beer. Yeah. Wow, that is.
Yeah. You know, it's not
I haven't seen that. I remember that was like 1972.
That is really nice.
Tab drink. Take the place of your diet drink now.
Yeah.
Because I got several drinks that's got that poison something in it that, you know, they had said something, but it wasn't legal or something like that in these diet drinks. They had some kind of, I can't think.
Saccharin, yeah.
Well, it wasn't saccharin, I don't think.
I think it was, yeah, there was something else. Was it, what was that one? There was one, I forget what it was, though. Wasn't there something?
I'm not trying to say simple.
Red dye number five?
No.
Red dye number five.
I know what you're talking about. Something else, yeah.
Egg cakes. Like a big Newton.
Well, this does have, it might have been saccharin, but that's a diet drink right there you find on it.
Yeah.
It's saccharin. Of course, I didn't clean that one up at all.
Wow, look at that.
Diet Right.
Wow.
The original Diet Right bottle.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
You guys remember Patio Cooler?
Nah, I don't remember that one.
Well, before that, I think.
Wow, Patio
That's
Cola.
A Pepsi Cola.
Wow.
Pepsi product.
Wow.
Yep, saccharin.
I think saccharin.
Saccharin's in there?
Yep, right here.
Everything that had it in that time, I have four or five bottles here that has the original fluid is. I'm trying to say that I think it's over behind here.
Kind of black.
I'm not sure.
That old time brings back memories, that one.
Yeah, look at
that. Okay, it's true. Yeah, those are the true aids.
Yeah.
Don't drop it, please. Yeah.
Wow.
Chip on the bottom. Oh, yeah.
Small chip on the bottom, which if you don't have none, is a heck of a...
Yeah.
...nice to have with your collection.
Wow.
They knew how to make bottles. That's how
they did. Yeah, they did. Now the bottles there are like... throw away plastic.
Brand X.
Vince Lantern.
Hog Brew.
What is it?
Hog Brew.
Have you heard of Harley Davidson Heavy Beer?
Not Heavy Beer.
Heavy Beer?
Beer.
Oh, here it is right here.
Heavy Beer.
Yeah, right here. Heavy,
heavy
beer.
Beer.
You got it.
What is it called? Heavy Beer?
Yeah. I made movies.
Wow.
Well, they go down to Florida every
year. Oh, actually, yeah. Harley Davidson, yeah.
That's Harley Davidson Heavy Beer. Look at that.
Oh, not like Sturgis, the way the Harley Davidson Sturgis come from. Oh, my God, yeah.
Wow.
But they have what's called Fight Week in Florida every week.
Cheese.
And,
well, that's weird. I never saw
they just had
fudge, chocolate chip, and fudge cookies.
You got holy beer. Yeah. Six pack of that. I sold it.
Because I understand it. It's horrible.
I mean, just drink it.
No, I would never drink the stuff.
I mean, when you're born, it might be a 7 years old, too, but still, I don't think that was that situation. I just think it was a terrible beer. Everybody told me that there was no other beer. The only one you could drink of was a dangling sheep beer. Something like that, yeah. And that spark on him.
Tasted like it had already been on the airport runway.
Right, no, he didn't care. Cool. Some of these things on the top shelf over there you see is wine and candles. Not wine, but whiskeys and candles. Royal Calvert, the other one was what's it called?
Bonami.
I got a couple of them up there. Duesenberg Car.
Crystal Wedding Oats.
That's one of the old packs that doesn't have the top one, but that's the one that's in that box. You should get the oatmeal and a damn saucer. Do you have some old women coming here sometimes shaking, you know, they got it, you have far worse than the edge, whether it was a saucer, whether it was a glass. But as it was, Wilkins Coffee, Maxwell's Coffee, effect. P&G underneath of that and rump bacon powder, P&G is Procter & Gamble, that was soap.
A white naphtha soap.
Mm.
Wow.
You can see that around nowhere now, you
know? Naphtha soap, wow.
That's some warm barley up in a can on the left-hand side of the Crystal Wind Oats.
Marie Callender's cornbread mix. That's a really, Marie Callender, and now is a really big...
Yeah.
That's probably from the original. God, Marie Callender cornbread mix.
Is it a whole Hershey from chocolate box?
Caramel chocolate. Yeah, that looks like a reproduction, though.
It is. Yeah. It is. They come in here with them. Actually, they didn't have some. Like the only thing I have up in them is candy, to my nose.
Norris Atlanta. Glacé ginger.
Mind if I take some pictures?
No. As long as you don't sell them,
thank you. What is that? I just want... steak.
I have pictures of myself and other things. There's a little thing I had from Tennessee. I first took some pictures of not necessarily me, but the blood, behind the counter. Supposedly, a guy told me he had
Cracker Jack.
That's not a reproduction. I'll take it just a second or so to show you something else if you don't see.
So you really do have Prince Albert in a can.
Still got it, Bill?
Hold on.
Seal it, but I pushed it in there because it was soft at that time. It kept the backer from unwrapping what it amounts to. And of course, when you got home, the boy went home with it.
That was for chilling or was that for smoking?
Yeah. And at my home, I have a, I reckon the word is called sheet, that has the name of the back on it. And it's actually printed like a coin or something like that. But this was a sheet on a flat piece of something like a press. It came down on it and printed the kind of tobacco it was.
Wow.
And the thought is, like, yeah, you don't see many of those either. Yeah, but they made the sheet of tobacco because I've got tobacco cutters, and tobacco cutters had measurements on it, something like this and that and so forth, different size. If you want a 5-cent piece, you just lay it like it and pull the thing down, and it just acts what it like. I'm not trying to say, but I'm going to say a shingle cutter. I don't know whether you know what that is or not. But it kind of like you slid the piece of the back, which was about that wide, probably that long, say, for instance. You slid it up the thing and you marked it off and just pulled it down and cut off a piece of back. Here's your 20-cent piece of back, or here's a 10-cent piece of back, or something like that. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. This is fascinating.
That's the newest.
I got that free with buying 3 6-packs of Pepsi products.
Okay.
And I got that free.
Sure. I find that stuff it's disgusting, but it's addictive at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, because I have to try it. My God, just like you said, cough medicine.
Cough medicine.
There's something good about it.
Like cough medicine.
Cough medicine. And Globitussin. Next.
I got hooked on Pepsi Blue in the service.
Right.
Oh, wow. Frank, take a look at this.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Oh, wow. Look at this. I mean, it's worth working in the store.
I do have sunlight, which is cool. You don't find many people break into places like this because they switch on the switch there. Where the hell is the switch? They turn it on and go like that. They're hanging over their heads.
What's the name of your cat?
Didn't have a name.
No?
I don't name a cat. No? For instance, I mean, maybe do or something like
that. They just sort of hang around.
But that was over there. The photograph in there, you'll find that one of them was his cat was laying up in this area behind there when he was sleeping. In the meantime, the guy taking the picture and so forth. Where are we?
What's this?
Cat somewhere out here.
Where's the cat? Find the cat.
No, I'll find the cat, but maybe that's not the one with the picture of the cat in there. But
Miller Clear Beer.
Wow.
And there's still fluid in it. It's
from the Clear Craze.
The Clear Craze. I remember that. Everything was Pepsi Clear.
Yeah, there's
the cat.
Then what I missed, there used to be an apple-flavored soda called Aspen.
Apple-flavored soda?
Apple-flavored soda, yeah.
Really?
It kind of rings a bell.
I see a new one down here that's what you call a gun. far as I know, is called Ting, T-I-N-G.
And T-I-N-G?
That's Ucroft's people here in, well, they are the Richmond, actually, that's the way in Fredericksburg. And they were advertising that as 99 cents a container, you know, something like that idea. And the thought is that I hadn't seen that before either. But there was such thing used to be called Tiny, which I have up yonder. Where I was over yonder on the wall. Second. This is one of the falls I was concerned as a youngster. My people used to go to Richmond, you know, 45, 50 area, to pick up things for the store. And by doing that, we used to eat that at a barbecue place. And at that barbecue place, of course, I'm a, as a youngster, I got cheese, grilled cheese, and my parents got barbecue. You know, I mean, I couldn't, too big, too small, too what for that. Wow. That was one of the best grape drinks that I've ever had in my life.
Look at that.
And there was another one after that called Grapeette, and I think it was
cool. The picture size of the bottle. I was just about the most delicious ingredients in the whole world.
What did it have in it?
1940.
Wow. The most delicious ingredients in the whole world. Did you listen to me?
It's all right.
It was a grape drink, so I mean, that word, maybe 20% grape instead of having 10% or 3% like you have now. It just won't give you a full taste of it.
Wow. Yeah, most of it's filled with
but
sugar.
Taste it. The only thing I, on Tang and I saw it advertised, it's a new product, far as I'm concerned. That's in a bottle, too, so I got to go by and pick up one of them. So continue, that'd be really where to last for the bottles that you'll find. In this area now, it's hard to find a returnable drink bottle. You can't, unless you go collect old history books in the area and stuff like that. And put that not so much history in the area. And books, to me, is reference books. Of course, when people think they're going to find, no, you're not going to find that. Yeah. What's that? That's a
Bud. I thought it was Hacker Shore.
That was a Bud Raza product.
Instead of being clear, it's what? Okay.
It's green.
It's green. Yeah. Green. Like if you look at it upside down, you'll see. Like, see? DNL. And I don't know if it's going to be a success, but that was the latest one I ever saw for soft drink. They're running out of ideas. They're turning things upside down now.
Yeah, that was a plastic bottle?
I actually didn't see one in person. I saw ads for it. I have not seen it in person, but the ad showed a plastic bottle.
To me, I just didn't know what it was.
I could go for an ice cold
DNL.
DNL,
yeah.
Or some Ecock.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all going to start doing it upside down. Anyway, who knows? They might. I think it's their response to the Pepsi Blue and the.
Well, I can tell some of the people, like some people like it now. It's vanilla Coca Cola.
Yeah, it's just like you see at the drugstore.
Just like the Cherry Coke. As a boy, I can remember when you used to get a fountain drink of Coca Cola, and they would put a dash of cherry in it, and just take a spoon at the thing and stir it up and hand it to you.
That's the way I used to have it. Yeah.
It was separated. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, together now.
That's what they want to recall that.
They're going with the idea of the Cherry Coke. Now, of course, they're going with the idea of the vanilla Coke with something like this.
I used to get
ice cream fixed in there like if you made a float out of it.
I used to get a vanilla Coke down at Carol's all the time in Deffer Mountain.
Yeah.
Vanilla Coke. Vanilla, that is good. Well, this is great. This is much great. How much great?
Vanilla Coke in a can?
Yeah.
How much
juice in this thing? Oh, wow. Natural and artificial flavors.
Yeah. Didn't want to embarrass the person they would give me. Yeah.
Artificial grape.
That used to be a Coca-Cola farm. Welch's.
Yeah.
A&W root beer, A&W. They had a cream ale too.
Welch's started in my hometown.
Oh, it did? Yeah. In Vineland?
Vineland here.
Well, let me get a vanilla Coke. I'm thirsty. Grab one of these.
65 cents, don't
switch
back too far.
All right. Can't beat that.
Having an opinion on the war in Baghdad and so forth in Iraq?
No.
No, I mean, you wish for everybody, but still, I wish we weren't there as much as we
had. Yeah.
I don't know if...
I hate to say it, if this don't get rid of Saddam Hussein, I don't know what the heck they're going to do. Because, I mean, those people were... Yeah, you might not say you for someone else or something like that idea, and your old friends will shoot you or something like that idea. And the thought is that... I think those people like the idea of being liberated over there.
I think they do, too.
I mean, this is not unless they do something crooked or do something else like that. Being able to have a say in the government, the action plan, the action going on. But a lot of people in some countries, they don't realize how nice freedom is. They don't have it.
That's right.
They're not
you don't know what you have until you lose it.
Right. I'm sure some good will come out of it. You know.
Well, I mean, we have many more friends in Iraq now than we did a year ago, but yet, you know, with this propaganda speech and so forth, and as long as he got four big guys standing in front of the guy with the gun, handgun or grenade or something like that idea.
At least all those billions of dollars of military hardware are not going to waste.
Exactly.
Maybe we will get a job to go back over and replace some of those palaces.
Yeah, maybe.
Bunkers,
but you know, it's a shame that has a $50 million palace that he got there for his home. He's got rooms in it. Of course, he got marble and everything else.
It's like, maybe, you know, you set up the cans on the back fence and you shoot your BB gun at them. And when they knock down, you set the cans up again.
Bring some more.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, it looks like we're going to. I just hope that we
finish the job. Well, as far as casualties on both sides, it's hard to hit something over yonder, the guy's pulling the trigger and he's lobbing something over at you. So I'm like, you just go da 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 da, and you got rid of him, my dear. And he's like, don't stand it in the middle of the field. This is easy. I mean, I'm shooting at you a mile and a half away. Don't.
Yeah, but with our technology, it doesn't matter if they stand up or not. You know,
right.
Heat seeking, night vision. he's in that concrete bunker 3 miles away. You push this button over here. Yeah, boom, there it goes.
There it goes.
Front door.
I think from what they're saying, it looks like it's going to be.
I think it's going to be over within a couple couple weeks?
I think it's going to be over. Like, this week, I think it's going to be, like, the turning point, and then they're just going to be cleaning up for a week or so.
Start from the government of Virginia over there or something like that.
Because they should go over the airport in Baghdad. Yeah.
So close.
Exactly.
I wonder if that was their escape route or something like that. Yeah. The thought is, with me, you know, if he's being president or whatever you call him, I think he's president or something like that, that the word is he got an escape route, as long as he get his 15 guys to guard him and his family and his brothers and his sons and something like that, where the hell is he going to take them to, you know?
Exactly.
It's going to be that way. I'm like, nobody wants him, I don't believe. But yet, you know, money talks. When you go there,
that's true.
Hey, cut me off that area right over there and don't let nobody come over there. I'm going to build this and that and we're helping your country. And what would be a shocker of all things would take him here in the United States and put him as a prisoner for his life or something like that.
I don't think he'd make it.
I don't think he would.
He'd
make
have an accident.
He would have some kind of an accident.
I think
either between the guards or the inmates.
You just throw him in a regular prison, that'd be funny.
he's the real thing.
General population.
Hung as Saddam.
That would be pretty wild.
I hate to see death on both sides. The guys that are shooting, they want to give up. But, I mean, you get some of them that radical, they don't know. But, I mean, put all this stuff on your body and get in that Jeep and drive 30 miles down yonder and stop at a checkpoint. And I'll send 5 civilians with you. So
and by the way, when you get there, push this button.
Push this button.
Push it.
The red button. No, don't push it now.
This button?
What are you doing?
They had some of those suicide bombers.
Well, they got two women last thing that we've had the problem with. It was two women. And I didn't think they allowed women to do anything over there. You know, sometimes they get behind the bar or something like that.
They kill themselves. A couple of guys, they turned themselves into the U.S. They're like, we're suicide bombers. We don't want to do it.
We don't want to do that.
Just take us as prisoners.
Well, then you're not very good suicide bombers, now, are you?
No. Yeah, they're
not kamikaze.
Yeah.
We take your weapon, give you water and food, you go back, you face the consequences of it. Well, they got rid of you, one of them didn't get rid of you. Gentlemen, thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Same here.
Of course, I hope you have
thank you very much.
Journey.
Fascinating collection.
Really
fascinating. I saw mine.
It brought back a lot of memories. I saw things I haven't seen in years.
Yeah.
It was a nickel when you came along.
I think I would get it with a nickel.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a
safe trip.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Are y'all vacationing or living in area?
I live in the area.
I thought I'd seen you before.
I stopped by once.
I mean, I'm not going to be that way, but I've seen it.
Yeah, we're down from Jersey.
Jersey?
Yep.
Oh. Flatbush.
Not that far north.
Not that far north.
Well, it's a really pleasure,
Take care.
You do the same.
Glad you got a better evening, look like you did this morning, man.
Yep.
That was
really nice.
Yeah. Twice in a cat.
Wow.
They moved the whole damn building, huh? Watch the curve. Oh, the curve.
Right there?
They curved the road around it. Look at that.
Curve? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
That was so nice.
He is.
There's no way. I mean, really, this is not. You're not gonna find anyone up in that jersey like that. You're not gonna.
Except if he was letting you hold his aunt.
Yeah, I know. I was shaking. I was like, I don't know if I should be holding this.
He's like, be careful. I'm like,
you know, first of all, I did drop it. I would pay for it, but the problem is, you know, it's irreplaceable, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, probably most of that stuff you get on eBay. I like the mellow yellows, the Sprites, and like I said, that the old time ginger beer that really brought back memories of my sophomore year in college. Because Mike Posada, like I said, for some reason, he got like 10 cases of it and stuck it in our closet in college. That's all we drank.
I remember that. I do remember that.
The old-time sodas, yeah. Eventually, we just threw them all out. We couldn't get through them all. Well, that was a that was fascinating. So it was fascinating.
Fascinating.
You know, for this trip, I bought six two-hour cassettes. They're winding down at this point. I'm like almost at the end.
Well, just, you know, the return journey, you probably don't need to record all that.
Nah, we'll probably be spent by that point, so.
You need to have a lot to edit now, Frank. Put the whole thing on there.
I think we'll do a little editing, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm telling you, like, when I tried to find a room, it's like, that's going back there in that store. I mean, it really was like, yeah.
Wow. That is nice.
It really was. It's coming back in time.
It really is.
You know?
I knew you guys would appreciate this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't get Rana to do anything like this. Bargain Village, household goods.
Well, girls are on different wavelengths sometimes with this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
I mean, the way I felt was like we knew the guy for all these years.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
He saw you.
The old prospector, I felt like suiting up and going gold hunting.
Yeah.
The old triple
stuff. And that penny gumball machine. Oh my god.
And then the gum was still there.
Huh?
Homeboy's place.
So yes, this is the Motor Excursion Ruffians on bluffcosm.com. Mile 321, 4:15 p.m. April 5th, 2003. Driving down Route 1 in
South. We hope you enjoyed our stay at the historical old store.
Al Beasley's store. That was really, really amazing. You'd never see anything like that up in Jersey.
No.
Never. I don't even think it's South Jersey.
No. Well, you know, Virginia is the oldest colony in the Americas.
What was it called? Jamestown? No.
I was talking Delaware was.
So what was it? What was it?
Well, Delaware was the first state to ratify the Constitution.
Okay.
But Virginia was the first area that was settled.
Okay. I got confused.
I thought it was the Vikings up in wherever.
The first 600. Europeans. Or whatever.
Well, that's not confirmed, right? The Vikings living
well,
up there.
Well, it kind of is. Who cares?
History can be rewritten. It's no problem.
That's right.
Room temperature red eye. That's a great beverage. Yes.
That's right.
Yummy.
Hilltop.
Whoa. What the heck is that? Water treatment?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. You know, when I was in Indiana, there's a friend of mine over there, and we went to a restaurant. We got some helium balloons. We wanted to suck it out when he got home and talk funny. And as we were doing that, as we traveled to the car, the balloon popped right by my ear.
Uh-oh.
And I was deaf, couldn't hear anything, right? And one of my friends was like, you were deaf there for a while. Dang!
Deafened by a balloon.
Dang! Oh,
dang!
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 That old building. Dang.
Dang. Yeah, there was one advertising. It was a advertisement for a station wagon.
You're pouring your Coke into your red eye?
Yeah, why not?
That's because it's gross.
No, the red eye's done. It's done.
Oh, the red eye's done.
Yeah,
okay.
It's done.
Hey, Frank, what was that drink that we used to have in that Drew? V8 and something else?
Clamato. I still buy that stuff.
V8, Welch's Grape Soda, and Yahoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. V8 grape soda, yes. I didn't take my vitamins today. My mind is slowing down.
But there was an advertisement for a minivan. It says, even got room for the in-laws. Dang.
I got room for my in-laws on the luggage rack on the roof.
Dang.
Dang, he was a murderer.
Well, another thing I learned over there, they call people like at least our friends I was with, they called their family members freaks. How you doing, you freak? Bang! So when I just got back to New Jersey, I'm like, how you doing, you freak? Dang!
Excuse me? Mr. B's Bluegrass Park.
Ooh. You gotta wonder what's there.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
Big fat nothingness.
This is the real America.
Yeah, it's boring as hell.
Exactly. What's your point?
Well, the French are right. America sucks.
I know. It's so dumb.
I like the French. They're right.
Live in Iraq.
I'm just kidding. No, it's you know, it's very nice.
You need a sick hip.
That had a very 70s feel to the typeface over there.
Is it 419 already?
Yeah.
We should probably think about turning around.
No. Okay.
Well, we got other things on the other side, as I'm saying.
Yes,
we passed a lot of good stuff.
Yes.
And we should be back by 6-ish.
Yes.
We are in Ladysmith, Virginia.
Ladysmith.
This is BluffCosm.com coming to you from Ladysmith, Virginia.
Antique shop right there.
Yes. Are they overpriced like in Jersey?
Undoubtedly.
Everyone knows what everything's worth these days.
Look at that. Good old boy.
Wow.
His truck down. Oh, man. Is he a trucker?
I should have gotten a picture of that.
You want to?
Why am I all discombobulated here?
Y'all to?
Hold on. Can you hold this for a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Let me try to find my Sega.
Have you ever heard of Pepsi Cola?
Yes, I actually...
Pepsi Kona.
I never heard of it.
I actually own a few bottles of it.
It's coffee-flavored Pepsi.
I own a few bottles of it, absolutely. They're in storage. And,
take a picture.
I drank it, because in Pensauken, in fact, there was a test market. Pretty good. They were test marketing it in Pensauken. When I went to one of the arcade auctions, and me and my wife bought a bunch of them. It was horrendous. It was really
it really was.
But I have... In storage, two bottles. Or maybe I throw them out because things in storage, you know, as the seasons change, they freeze and unfreeze. And I found that out with my Crystal Pepsi I tried to keep.
Oh, man.
And it's like spilled all over all my other possessions. And
that's a shame. But you had some really cool stuff, too.
Well, I've been, I still have a lot of cool stuff in storage, but I'm trying to get rid of it as much as possible. Well, within reason. I mean, to me, being a minimalist would be having just like what most people would be considered just huge piles of junk. You know?
Yeah, I know.
So, you know me. You know
what I know you. You're like me in that respect.
You know me at my worst. I mean, I remember one time there was someone had dumped a big pile of garbage on the side of Route 22 in New Jersey, and I piled it all into the car and took it to my grandparents' garage, and it was like all these mannequins and maps of the world and all this bizarre stuff, and like. I was just this pack rat everything, and eventually I filled up a couple dumpsters to the brim with my junk. Yep, and still had more.
Let me ask you a question, Frank. Was your mom and dad a pack rat?
I don't know.
They didn't strike me that way.
Nah, my mother's a little bit of a pack rat. She's obsessed with things.
I still have that metronome, Mike.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's
on our show.
Wow, cool.
My mom was a pack rat.
Yeah.
She kept everything. She even had my first bottle.
My parents were anti-pack rats, which I think is why I am a pack rat. They would throw away so much stuff that I would consider of significance to me.
Yeah.
That I was just, I've ever since held on to everything. Since.
Yeah, that happened to me. My mother did throw away a lot of stuff that I felt was important, like my old comic strips I drew.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
I hear you.
Blatantly throwing away. My copy of Quirks by Eon Games.
I had the opposite effect. My mother kept everything, and now I'm just out to get rid of everything. Should have just had an opposite effect.
In fact, I found a box that I had packed in college, and there was all sorts of candy wrappers and just everything. I saved everything.
Yeah. No, I found those too.
Remember the old Three Musketeers bar? It was white. It wasn't silver.
Yeah.
Like one of those was in there, and so I just threw it all out. I'm like, okay, screw this. You know, I don't. So. But I find, like, you know, I have a, you know, there's a bar that sort of defines what I will keep and what I'll throw away. And it's constantly been going down, so I'll throw away more and more now that I would have kept in the past.
Yeah, I agree. I know exactly what you mean.
And I try to not...
Plus, that stuff accumulates, you know, you just have to make that decision.
That's why it was tough for me to buy those tapes, but at the same time, it's for content, you know, so. Content. What is this now? Whatnot? NASCAR? Toys?
Yeah. This is the place we're going.
Yes, yes, this is it.
Thai Beanie Babies. Hearts Whatnot.
We're at Hearts Whatnot.
Hearts and, Whatnot.
In the interest of preserving tape, we'll not record the Whatnot journey. Okay, we're out of the Whatnot. Hearts Whatnot. Oh, that was one of the most difficult experiences of my life. You don't understand. It was this. It was like something really from a dream. This expansive thing that kept going and going of just tons of awesome garage sale junk and everything cool, ViewMaster stuff and cool books and everything from our childhood. Oh, I can answer machines with tapes in them. Oh, I can't even breathe. It's like
for you.
I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I can't even like. Catch my breath. It was, wow.
You got it, Brian.
Yeah.
I was saying that the old me would have easily dropped $200 in there, and I mean, without a doubt, without a single doubt, I would have gotten $200-$300 in that place.
I'm proud of you, Frank.
I mean, I would have needed a shopping cart in there.
Yeah,
I,
you know. Well, you could. There's no way to fit a shopping cart down those aisles.
Well, I would have needed
little,
one.
You'd have made several trips out to the car.
I would have actually probably bought some kind of a generic duffel bag to sort of throw everything in. And, but of course, the new me is more frugal, so...
Responsible, Frank.
Yeah.
Responsible.
And I was going to take a picture of a cloud, and it looked very stable. I was looking at it. I went inside. We got the keys to the car, went out. It was half disintegrated by the time I got out.
It was my fault. My mental energy went and disintegrated.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to do that, disintegrating clouds. Maybe I did it subconsciously in my mind. All right, mile 329. It's 5:21 p.m. In the old method, this is now the daylight savings time.
The real time.
Motor excursion ruffians on postcom.com. We're finishing up our 8th hour of broadcasting. Oh boy. Hops shop. I better get my camera ready for some,
get it ready.
Thingamajiggers on the road.
We already missed Hilltop.
I only have a couple left, pictures.
What's the capacity of that thing?
I don't know, 16, it's not really that big. It's not big.
This would be a good trip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always wanted to do this.
Well, next time we'll have to plan out to come down for a little bit longer, you know?
It's like this north of Fredericksburg, too, but I thought that the more interesting places were down here.
Definitely bizarre. Awesome. Cool, just watching this like little video screen of where we're going right now, you know. Bargain Village. No, let's keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
The view masterage in that place was extreme.
It
was extreme. Yay, good picture. The weird little house.
Dilapidated house.
Yeah. But yeah, the ViewMasterage level was... Oh. You don't see that kind of ViewMasters around, you know?
No. Somewhere in the basement of my parents' house, I have most of the ones you saw.
Oh, that was tough.
But you did. Wave to Beasley!
Beasley, hello,
hi, Beasley!
Hello, Beasley! Hello, Beasley!
How long have you had this tour? It's a very long time.
Yeah, that's all he said.
Hey, Larray Caverns is near here?
Time. Yeah, Larray Caverns aren't too far from
here. Really?
Yep. Wow. I'd always wanted to go there, too. I think I did back in the 70s with my folks, but I'm not sure. I don't remember.
My father
used to drive us around all that sort of place.
Well, wait a minute. What's the other big cavern? What's the biggest one in Virginia?
Well, the biggest one in Virginia, I don't know, but in Kentucky, there's Mammoth Cave. That's
yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know if I went to Luray. I think I might have. We know, me and Denise, we went on that trip to Pennsylvania where we went to, like,
eight
different caves or whatever,
yeah.
Nine different caves. That was awesome. Yeah, I think we went to Indian Echo. That was, I think, there was one that was real near New Jersey. It was really, like, the worst one. They had, like, the people that owned the cave had, like, vandalized it.
Themselves?
Yeah, they, like, destroyed it. They put candles in and created a wedding chapel and all that stuff. All right, where's the house of the future? That's where we kind of find.
Yeah.
Can I take a picture?
I gotta take a picture of that.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
All right. The house of the future.
The house of the future. At least the shed of the future.
Yeah, the shed of the future. Donde está la shed?
Et la shed.
My father used to call those cars the car. He called
what the hell? What do you call that?
He
the
called
son them, of a bitch.
He called that car the car. He called it the shit.
Yeah.
So are you going to edit that out, Frank, or is that just...
Let's see, well, there's no FCC rules on the internet, so, I can stay. I missed that one. I only have, like, one picture left. It sucks. I could delete the picture of the blue bag I took by accident.
No, not quite.
Also, you know, they built that house in the future at Disneyland, and it was all made of plastic, so when they tried to start demolishing it with one of those wrecking balls, it just bounced right off. They had to get saws and just painstakingly saw it apart. It took them, like, forever, yeah.
Wait a second. They wrecked the house of the future at Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, that's long gone.
Why is that?
It was time to get rid of it. But it was so tough that they could not demolish it in normal ways.
They should have just set fire to it.
Yeah.
Nothing was flame retardant back then.
Yeah. This might have been.
They used to make clothes that melted right onto your body.
They did?
Yeah, polyester.
Oh, polyester.
So all the people wearing vintage clothing are in danger of...
Immolation, yes.
Yeah. All those hipsters with the vintage clothing. What do you think of hipsters? What's your view of hipsters, Brian?
How do they differ from hippies?
Well, they're totally different. They're just people that are on the scene, they're hip, they're with it, the current fashions, the current music.
Are they happening?
They're happening, yeah.
Oh, alright. But as long as they're happening, I think I'm alright.
But I'm saying, obviously, there's some good sides to being a hipster, right? And there's some bad sides. I mean, I don't know. I've never been a hipster, but, you know.
Finger on the pulse kind of guy.
Yeah, you know.
Were you a hipster one time, Brian?
I guess I had a hipster phase.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was ever a true hipster, but I did have that sort of cynical worldview that I guess I still have that.
Yeah. And I often think back to the college days and what would the me then have thought of how things turned out, whatever, 17 years later. I don't think the me then would have been too happy about it.
No, I guess not.
I don't know.
Well, you know, when you're young and naive, you think you have all this potential.
Yeah.
And you don't realize how draining the real life really is.
Exactly.
And how difficult it is to survive, let alone thrive.
I mean, from this perspective, I think the stuff that has happened is kind of okay, you know?
Yeah.
But for back, if I had, I would have been, oh my God. That's terrible. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Me too. I mean, me too. Straight A's, magna cum laude. I really thought I'd be a millionaire by the time I was 30.
I thought I'd be a millionaire by a month later. Whatever time you want to choose. That's tough. How about you, PJ? Do you have any, the Peter of the college days, how would he have viewed the Peter of today?
you comparing me to the day the college is to me now?
Well, you back then, how would you have felt if you had full details of how your life would go and into the future?
I would be totally amazed.
Really?
Yeah, I think if my life had turned out the way it did.
So you'd be kind of happy?
I'd be very happy.
Wow, that's good.
Very happy.
Very good.
I really thought, you know, that when I get out on my own, that I'd be really scared, and I live in a really bad area, and
yeah,
this and that, and I'd be devastated, I'd be lonely, and I'm not lonely at all, I'm happy, everything's going great.
That's great.
Cool. You ready for
Here comes the shed of the future.
Whoa.
What happened?
Slow it on down. All right. Where is it?
It's coming up.
Donde?
Get it.
Get it? Okay. No, not yet. Sorry. False alarm. It is coming up. Coming up soon, so get ready.
Anyway, we're almost out of tape, but I wanted to give you one last Jenna topic.
Oh, all right.
Here's your last Jenna topic, Ryan.
Was that last thing with the college thing the Jenna topic?
No, that was not a Jenna topic.
It should have been.
That was a non-Jenna topic. That was a good one, though. Here it is. Email or letters? Which form of communication do you prefer?
Oh, please.
Oh. Ryan.
No contest.
Let me have your comment on this one.
Email. Definitely.
Well, but...